Welcome back to the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell, of course, is here. We've had the pleasure of being with Robert Bly and continue a bit more in that pleasure. I am of the age when a number of my friends are beginning to lose parents and friends, and people are starting to die. Part of the grieving process, it's very important to feel that and then get up and get back to work. What happens after the grieving?
Well, I think some form of praising, takes place. That grieving is those who are unable to grieve in a way can't praise. And if you grieve your parents enough, then you're able to praise them. And don't hold all those miserable little angers you had against them. So one of the things I love about the Islamic world is the amount of praise that's in it. And if it's okay with you, I'll read you a little poem called Shabistari and the Secret Garden. It was a poet named Shabistari who wrote a little book. And he says in the beginning of the book, you know, the elephant's legs are very much like the gnat's legs. I cannot stop Shabistari for bringing the gnat's and the elephant's legs close to each other. Now I want Sunday to be brought closer to Monday. Suppose a bit of straw were able to marry the wind. Haven't you noticed all those good marriages when the wind and the chaff go down the road together? I change the subject. When a poem takes me to that place where no story ever happens twice, all I want is a warm room and 1,000 years of thought. When a poem takes me to that place where no story ever happens twice, all I want is a warm room and 1,000 years of thought. Conrad said the dark swimmer did reach his ship. If we sink into the suffering that's right for us, our dreams will have all that Adam and Eve wept for. If we sink into the suffering that's right for us, our dreams will have all that Adam and Eve wept for. I don't know what that means, but it's right. Amazing things do happen. One morning, Kierkegaard explains exactly what ressentiment is, and the mouse agrees to marry everyone in the room. Last stanza. Robert, those high spirits don't prove that you're a close friend of truth, but you have learned to drive your buggy over the prairies of human sorrow. So I think that's one thing that reading and great art helps us to do, to drive our buggies over the prairies of human sorrow. And at the same time, we're not caught in that sorrow. We drive our buggies over them and past them. But our children know if we are able to feel the depth of the sorrows of our ancestors and even those of our parents. And they appreciate that.
Does it not also require the sense that you bring in many and beautiful ways that you have me chuckling all the way through these things? Isn't that sense of joy also critical to moving on?
Yes. I think so. That's one problem with philosophers. They don't laugh enough. And so I was very surprised myself to find out that as my poems pick up more and more of the past of human beings and the culture, the ancient culture and the things that are there, and then more and more of the grief and the suffering of human beings, they become funnier. I mean, I don't understand that, but I think it's I love it. I mean, I feel that there's some way in which as the mind gets more mature, it's able to dance a little in the midst of a lot of grief.
Almost every culture, I think, every religion, had the concept of the sacred clown. The court jester was part of that tradition, and that it seems that that's part of the balancing process necessary to keep us from falling off one side or the other.
Lovely.
Robert Bly, we thank you for your calloused hands.
Thank you so much for inviting me and for the lovely conversation.
Robert Bly's guzzles are collected in two volumes, the newer one called My Sentence Was 1,000 Years of Joy. His poems against the Iraq War are collected in The Insanity of Empire. And his books Iron John, The Sibling Society, and A Little Book on the Human Shadow are all still in print. Thank you, Robert Bly, for work that dances. We also thank poet Thomas Lux, who leads the Poetry at Georgia Tech program, for introducing us to Robert Bly. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.